Now I have made this experiment this year again by myself this morning, and you are supposed to take this very same experiment during this week. So the idea of this work was to simulate something what is color removal from textile industry wastewater. So we have again this methylene blue wastewater, and we want to get rid of the color. And this is the experimental setup, and this is following exactly the same article in the Moodle, the color removal of the textile industry wastewater by ozonation. So in the hood we have a air bottle, then we have a gas flow, and it can be regulated by rotameter. We have ozone generator. We have gas washing bottles filled with potassium iodide in order to titrate the concentration of ozone. And then the blue bottle there is so-called reactor. First, we need to let the ozone generator to warm up something like half an hour in order to stabilize the yield of ozone. This ozone is consumed either by the potassium iodide in the calibration, or then by the methylene blue when we are doing the color removal. And we don't want to have 100% color removal because the exact point is very difficult to notice. So we want to have 90% of color removal, but the wavelength 260. I will go through this process and introduce all those steps. Okay, first we need to make the determination of ozone production, and what we need is this buffered strong potassium iodide solution, plenty of it. That is where we collect the gas with known interval times. Then we need sulfuric acid for the acidification of the titration, and again starch indicator and potassium iodide, but this time, yes, we use 0.1 molar that potassium iodide solution. And then we need also the synthetic wastewater solution, and we don't use indigo disulfide, but we will take this good old, cheap, familiar methylene blue, what you have been measuring and playing with already. So let's start, for example, with a solution of 25 milligrams of methylene blue in liter. First, we need to measure how much ozone is produced by this ozone generator. And to make the life easier, we adjust the flow 1 liter of air by minutes per minute, because then we can calculate the flow based on the time. We will put 100 milliliters of potassium iodide to the gas washing bottles and let the ozone go through this potassium iodide solution. And the brown color will appear, and we will change the gas washing bottle from 2 to 3 minute intervals and repeat this collection and titration, let's say for 3 to 5 times, in order to calculate the average ozone concentration in the gas stream. The ozone is oxidizing this potassium iodide, which is colorless, to iodize, which is yellow. And then the iodized produce is titrated with this familiar thiosulfide titration back to the colorless potassium iodide. And I will show you the equation. It's here. So please notice this gas production is grams of ozone per liter, and the strength of the potassium thiosulfide is 0.1 moles per liter, and the volume of potassium iodide in the titration is as liters. And this volume of the gas is multiplied by the time. If it's like 3 minutes sampling, then you have 3 liters of gas. 5 minutes sampling time, 5 liters of gas. So let's keep it simple. When we have find out how many grams per liter, or in fact how many milligrams of ozone is produced by 1 minute, and we can go to the next step, where instead of the potassium iodide, we have now the actual synthetic wastewater methylene blue solution, and we will start to pass this ozone through this so-called reactor, and we will take samples every, let's say, 5 minutes, 2 minutes. And until it looks almost pale, unfortunately our gas water, our reactor is not very effective, so some amount of the ozone is able to pass through the reactor, and it needs to be collected in the gas washing bottle from the exhaust gas escaping from the reactor. And this time today, when I did this titration, I didn't have the optimum gas washing bottle. So almost 30% of the produced gas went through the reactor. Let's have a look tomorrow if we have a sinter and we can do the monitoring of the actual amount of the ozone transfer to the reactor as a function of the time. This is the ozone, what is going in. Hopefully the production of the ozone is constant if our ozone generator is warm enough and the gas flow is monitored by the rotameter as a 1 liter of 1 liter of air per minute. In the very beginning of the process, almost all ozone is consumed by methylene blue, but little by little, this reaction becomes lower, and more and more ozone is able to pass the reactor. So overall, during this reaction, we have to take into account also the ozone we didn't react with the methylene blue in our reactor. And in the very end, it looks like that. The blue color of methylene blue didn't disappear. It just turned green. The absorbance was black, almost zero with 650, but instead of that, this maximum color shifted to some other wavelength. And then there you can see all the gas washing bottles which were used in order to collect the ozone that didn't react with methylene blue. And this is the results of the bleaching and decolorization experiment. I started from the 50 milligrams of liter. I think we will start from 25 milligrams of liter. So there shouldn't be no need for dilution of the methylene blue solution. And this is the result what we would like to see. So as a function of the time and consumption or dose of ozone, we would like to see when the 90% of the color is removed from the solution. And what is the time and what is the dose required to remove 90% of the color. And these are some results from the previous years, from the very same experiments, and reporting shortly the aim of the work, very shortly the materials and method, the original data, amount of the titrant and sampling times. And then you should plot the disappearance of color as a function of function of a time. And please notice that this time we don't transfer the absorbance to the concentration of methylene blue, because we want to follow the removal of the blue color. And then to calculate the ozone consumption to remove 90% of this methylene blue color in the solution. Okay, and let's have a look tomorrow how it goes in physical contact session.